Now, the shorter catechism question this week is number 28. Wherein consisteth Christ's exaltation? And the answer is, Christ's exaltation consisteth in his rising again from the dead on the third day, in ascending up into heaven, in sitting at the right hand of God the Father, and in coming to judge the world at the last day. And one of the reasons why we emphasize consisteth, present tense, is because remember when we asked about his humiliation, we talked about in what it consisted, or wherein it consisted, past tense. Christ's humiliation is over, and it is over forever. And one day our humiliation will be over, and it will be over forever. So he is exalted by having risen again from the dead. This shows both his divine personhood. He is declared to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection of the dead. Romans chapter 1 tells us. And it shows that he is the firstborn of the new creation. Corruption is unable to lay hold of his body even in the grave. And he rises again from the dead. And we too will be conformed to him in our resurrection, not then showing that we are divine people, because we are raised by his power, and he is raised by his own power. And in Scripture it attributes the resurrection to anyone and each of the three persons at different places in the Bible. It talks about the Father raising him from the dead. It talks about the Spirit of him who raised him from the dead. It talks about Jesus saying he has authority to take his life up again. So he raised himself from the dead. But we are raised by him, not by ourselves. And yet, as he is the firstborn of the new humanity, the new Adam, we shall have an everlasting resurrection. We will be raised not with the natural body, that is conformed to Adam's body, but that body which is ours by the redeeming work of the Holy Spirit who conforms us to Christ, which is called the spiritual body in 1 Corinthians 15. And praise God, that doesn't mean a bodiless body or an immaterial body. It means a body given to us by the Holy Spirit to correspond to Jesus's body that is suitable to and can sustain existence in the new heavens and the new earth. So Christ's exaltation consisteth in his rising again from the dead on the third day, in ascending up into heaven. Here also he takes a seat that belongs to him on the throne of glory. He sits enthroned above the cherubim. And so only as a divine person may he do so. And yet, he has done so in his humanity. There is a man, a God-man, sitting on the throne of glory. And so, even in his humanity, the Son, the divine person, the second person of the Godhead, is exalted in resurrection on the third day, in ascending up into heaven, and sitting at the right hand of God the Father, and in coming to judge the world at the last day. In all of these, he is shown to be both that Son of David, who was promised the anointed and forever king, who is elevated above all the creatures, and Son of God, who is himself also the creator. So not only is he the most exalted of creatures, but he shows himself to be the creator who has added creatureliness to himself, and he is exalted in his divine personhood, or his divine personhood rather is exalted even in his human nature. And we too then are spiritually resurrected with him, and we will be bodily resurrected like him, and that is part of our glorification. Remember last week we noted that our being made perfect in holiness, you can say that that is a glorification of the soul, and yet We continue in the state of humiliation until our perfected souls are united to our bodies. We too will not so much rise and leave to the third heaven, but we will be raised again from the dead and meet him in the sky, and we will be suitable to go between heaven and earth. And we are mystically, spiritually united to him, even as he sits in heaven. And we, the scripture says, together with him, are going to judge men and angels. And so although God has given all judgment into the hand of the Son, and none of us are going to ever render an independent verdict, no, Jesus is the judge with the capital J, and none of us are, but we sit with him in judgment. So great is the union that God gives us to him. And so there's much to marvel at in the exaltation of Christ here, much to worship him for, much to rejoice over, that he has received his due, he who is our King and our Savior, and even much to look forward to in that fellowship that we will have with him when we are glorified together with him. You remember the language in the middle of Romans 8, that for now, for a little while, we suffer together with him, but we will be glorified together with him, in which we will be joint inheritors together with him. And so, a very happy doctrine for us, the doctrine of Christ's exaltation. Wherein consisteth Christ's exaltation? Christ's exaltation consisteth in his rising again from the dead on the third day, in ascending up into heaven, in sitting at the right hand of God the Father, and in coming to judge the world at the last day.